This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Wildly excited for this because Alex Linda and Alex Jankowski join us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios for another edition of Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday of February. The big game's coming up here in just a couple of days. The Buffalo Bills aren't playing in it, so why not drown our sorrows and party a little bit on this upcoming Sunday?
I had just gotten over that.
It took you that long? Here's the thing, real quick, before we dive into the stuff like usual, I was just really ticked off. I was just like, you know what? They got their butts beat to the Bengals. It happened. Whatever. And then the AFC Championship rolls around, and I'm watching the national anthem, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, Buffalo should really be playing in this game right now. Like, it really was a gut punch to me.
Yeah, well, they, I mean, through no fault of anyone else but their own, right? So, yeah. I mean, that was as sound as it gets. But, no, I'm in full hockey dad mode with my son playing. So, that takes up all of my time and energy. So, thankfully, I haven't had too much time to wallow.
Fair enough.
Finally talking about a sport that I know something about.
There we go. Yeah.
By the way, this is the first time you've been in the studio for a little bit. How have you been?
Good. Yeah. It's been actually really exciting at Wagner for me, not in a way that anyone would see when they're coming by, because it's been the winter when everything slowed down, but it's mean I've gotten to make all these like upgrades I've been really waiting to do through the summer when it was too busy, replace some really important pieces in the brew house with brand new ones. It's beautiful. I'm really excited to get brewing again.
Shiny. So. You got to look through. The steam sometimes kind of fogs up the windows, so you're not able to see them as much. But
I was going to say, pieces. How much of a difference are people going to see? Because for those that for some reason have never been to Wagner Valley Brewing Company, when you go to the table or the bar to get your tasting or whatever, you can see where all the magic unfolds literally 5 feet away from you. Like, for those who regularly see it and pay attention, are they going to see some noticeable changes?
Not a lot. You'd have to come to the back because it's on the hot side, which is kind of hidden behind the big tanks in front
of
the bar.
Right, which Alex mentioned the steam and everything.
Yeah. Truthfully. And yeah, so the hot side is a little obstructed, and that's where all the like fun new toys are right now. So, you know, come around back and I can show you what's going on. But it's, you know, anyone who isn't a professional brewer might be a little bit confused why I'm excited about it, because it's just like a heat exchanger.
But for the listener out there, Alex's smile is as big as I have ever seen in his time working.
He's glowing right now.
This is Christmas for this man.
This is like what is has been all summer a like 4-hour process is being condensed into like a 45-minute process.
Wow.
So it's like, this is major for me.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Well, all right. We got two beers here. We got a Colossus can. We got a bottle of a familiar face, if you will. Should we get right to it and chat a little bit about both of these?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So the Colossus can, give us a lowdown. What are we opening up here?
You want to start with the Pilsner? Yeah,
We're going to start
with the Pilsner. Should we let the Black Lager breathe a little?
Well, you know, light to dark.
I was going ABV, but okay. No, Daybreak Pilsner.
Yeah. So I specifically chose these two beers because I was so excited about these process changes, and that extra time means I'll have extra time for all the beers, but you're going to really notice the difference in the lagers, and these are giving our range of lagers here with a light one and a dark one.
All right. Daybreak Pilsner. Again, this is one of those like very familiar ones. It's been around for so long, and it's so good still. You haven't really done anything crazy, because I know you've not necessarily switched things up a little bit, but you've kind of, what's the word I'm looking
tweaked.
For? Thank you. That word. You have tweaked things around just ever so slightly with some stuff.
Yeah. So for this one, for instance, raw materials are pretty much the same, but I've shifted kind of like where the hops go in so that they're accentuated a little bit more, because that Pilsner is supposed to actually be a hoppy beer. I know it's not really in the States as much, but like classically, this is a hoppy beer, so we might really want to taste those.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, because when you have some of those other Pilsners, you don't taste that, but I feel like I kind of learned that, like not necessarily knowing that it's supposed to be as hoppy as you alluded to.
Yeah, I mean, what happens a lot of time is the classic Pilsners that everyone knows is made in Germany, and then it gets on a ship and it's maybe warm. It takes a month to get here. By the time you taste it, it's a totally different beer from what was made.
Really?
So you don't really know what it's supposed to taste like just by getting a bottle of like Pilsner. here, but it should be like hoppy, super floral, a little earthy. It should have this kind of like spicy hop character to it.
Yeah,
it should be like a really complex and hoppy beer, and so that's why I kind of boosted up the amount of hops in it. I shifted around the time we add them, get it really going, and then coming this year, I'll be able to do stuff like change up the timings of the mash. Like I can extend how long I'm mashing at different temperatures because we have this beautiful lager brewing equipment. Like our brew house is made to make these lagers really well.
Really?
But it takes time. But now I've got an extra 3.5 hours. So let's put that time into that.
Think of the possibility.
Yeah. So I'll still be here for 13 hours. It's just I'll be doing what I want.
I'm not even kidding. Going back to what I said earlier, he is glowing when talking about this stuff. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Alex Jankowski, Alex Linda with us in studio as always. Your chance to win a growler and fill is coming up in just a little bit as well. I mean, you can't go wrong with Daybreak, and this is going to sound so cliche, and I feel like I do say this on most occasions on a Tuesday when I'm here by myself drinking this beer to wrap up the show or whatever. Thankfully, we haven't had some terrible snowstorms or anything, but like literally 2 hours out there snow blowing and like helping out your neighbor and stuff like that. You want to like wind down for a hot second. Something like this is tremendous to go to.
Yeah, super crisp. And I am getting, you know, maybe it's because Alex is right in my ear now saying it, but like the second half of that sip is where I really get those hops on the
yeah,
finish.
Me too. Me too.
And in a really kind of enticing way, it kind of elongates the, you know, the sip and the flavors that are there.
Yeah. All right. We got a colossal can of black lager, which honestly, I don't know if you guys brought in after making it. This may be, I think this is actually my first time drinking this.
I'll say that it was planned.
No, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm pretty confident I have not had the black lager yet.
We've had a few where
You've had it for a bit, though.
I have, but I remember a few beers that I kegged like the Thursday after we were here, so maybe
this was it. I think.
Yeah, probably.
What are we looking at? This looks great.
Yeah, so it's a great one to pair with a pilsner because it's kind of colloquially known as like a black pilsner or a dark pilsner.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of those same character, like crisp characteristics. It's got some roast, but it's smooth. It's not like a bitter coffee roast. It's kind of, yeah, like a smooth roast, but you've also got a little bit of that continental hop character, a little bit of earth and spice.
How does that color and that roastiness come to be? Because I can smell that quite a bit, that roast.
Yeah. So there's really roasted malts, and you can get some of them dehusked. This is what it's just like. The husks add a kind of like harsh bitterness.
Okay.
You can buy them without it. And just making sure you add it at the right time. Don't have it through the entire mash, and it adds a smoother bitterness compared to that harsh bitterness.
I didn't want to interrupt you. This is wickedly good.
Yeah.
I really like this.
And it's one of those types of beers that just keeps getting better as it ages. So it's nice to have. Yeah, I mean, this is, late October, I think, was when we brewed it. And it's still doing really, really nice because it's just a stable beer.
Yeah, that's really, really good. How'd this one come to be? Because I don't think there's ever been a black lager over there with you guys.
It's just one of my favorite styles to drink.
Really?
And we're kind of steeped in lager tradition at Wagner, and it's just kind of a staple that was missing to me. So it's just a pretty classic Czech style dark lager that I think every brewer should make. Yeah. But
yeah, and it's something that it was one of the first where we were kind of sitting down and talking. Like usually in the process, we'd be coming up with a name, we'd be looking for some sort of punny or quotable name or something, and you know, we're really trying to kind of ground the brand a lot in you know, looking at a lot of our core products. A lot of those names come from nature, right? Daybreak, Cloud Bank, Cross Section, talking about the rock formations. And it's like, if there's a natural fit there, Seneca Squall, you know, the stout that we just said. If there's a fit there, we'll go with it. But if not, like, call the beer what it is. You know, help the consumer out a little bit there. It's nothing they have to Google, to figure out what it might be. And really kind of help it there. And it's going to really coincide nicely as we progress this year. We're going to be canning a lot more of our products this year. So not necessarily the beers that we put into bottle. We do still have a bottling machine. We got to, you know, we're going to use it. But a lot of things that in the past were only really available at the tap house or, you know, on-premise places that bought it in kegs, keg format, you know, being able to can a lot more things will make a lot more of our products more easily available for everyone.
I want to get to that in a second. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Alex Linda and Alex Shankowski joining us in the studio as they always do. First Tuesday of the new month, and your chance to win a growler and a fill is coming up in just a little bit. There has been some stuff canned before, and now it sounds like you guys are going to kind of take it to a new level. In some sense, like, how excited are you guys for that, number one? And then what is the time frame that you may be looking at with when this is going to happen and even what's going to be in these cans?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it because I think it helps us reach some drinkers who don't really look at bottles the same way they do at cans. But I think that our beer can speak to them just like any other beer does.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to have a kind of a new market tasting what I think is going to be great beer. So we've got our first one is going to be in March. It'll be our first run. And we're going to try and get one every 2 months. In the summer, it'll be a little more often. But we'll have a good amount of beers this year coming out in cans.
Looking forward to it. That's for sure.
Yeah. And, and for, you know, me more on the marketing side of it, like, it's always, it's like a new toy. Just like Alex is getting into brew equipment where, you know, now it's a blank slate. It's a blank canvas in terms of labeling and things like that. So working with graphic artists who can really kind of help make these cans feel of a piece with the rest of our brand, you know. I think similarly to naming, you know, sometimes it's people will go, just how wild can we get with it?
Yeah.
But you know, when your style is a classic German lager style, that doesn't always lend itself to that. So making sure we can find something that's going to be visually appealing, going to attract, you know, the eye, but feel like it's always been there, right? Like, I mean, we're talking about a brewery that's over 25 years old now. You know, we kind of want to pay homage to that and tie everything together.
And for you, I mean, with all this new stuff that's kind of popping in, with a little bit more of the free time that you have and everything, the door is wide open for different things. I know we were chatting before we came on the air here, like, lagers especially, like, that's an avenue that's really going to be populating the taps a little bit more, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm so excited for our lager program this year. Because of that added time, it means I can dedicate it more to the types of process stuff that I like spending time on that deserves that extra attention. And it's going to benefit every beer we make, but it's going to really benefit these lagers, where a lot of it isn't about like getting different hop combinations and how much flavor you can put into it and how much fruit puree you have in it. It's just about little process tweaks that accentuate the right things. So I think, as much as I've enjoyed making lagers this past year, this coming year, I'm really excited for the next step that it's going to take.
I don't blame you one bit. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill is coming up in just a couple of moments, so stick around for that. You guys have the Valentine's stuff coming up here pretty soon. I mean, gosh, we're just a couple of days away at this point, and it's coming right down to the wire. So if people are thinking about it, like, get on it, because there are not many spots open left for this thing.
Yeah, if this is your first reminder right now hearing this, that Valentine's Day is coming up, immediately hop on your phone right now. Go to WagnerVineyards.com. So our Sweetheart Weekend, which is the 11th and 12th, so right before Valentine's Day, Saturday is all sold out. We do have tables, though, still available at a couple different times on Sunday. So a little big game, if you will, take that special someone out. So this is on the wine side. So it's Wagner Vineyards wines paired with desserts curated by Laura Bell's Scratch Bakery in downtown Corning.
Yeah. Yep.
If you've never been there, just phenomenal cupcakes. So one of the desserts paired with the wine is a cupcake, but there's a couple others as well. $20 each. It's down in our barrel tasting room. So it's down into the cellar, where we really don't let people go often. The winemakers don't let just anyone down there, trust me. And and so it's your opportunity to do that. Like I said, you can book your spot right at WagnerVineyards.com, so check it out. Saturday is all booked up. You can keep an eye on it in case there is a cancellation, but Sunday still has a couple times available.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, was it a couple days ago or maybe over the weekend on Instagram, I saw on your stories that there's like these Sweetheart boxes. I saw like triple Bock and root beer in a box, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the way to go. Let's look into this.
So super customizable, just little add-on that we have from now until Valentine's Day. So we have a bunch of these really nice boxes, Wagner branded boxes that fit two bottles of wine or two bottles of Triple Bock or two colossal cans.
Yeah.
So you kind of pick those out. We're not going to tell you what you have to get. You'll pick out. You want a bottle of wine and a colossal can. Go for it. And then we'll put either two wine glasses or two pint glasses, some product that we have from Chocolate Pizza, so some couple different dessert items in there. And then a bunch of that, you know, just kind of crinkle pink crinkle paper in there makes it look very festive, very Valentine's-y. So that's a $15 add-on. So you get the box, you get the glasses, you get the desserts, and then you just pick out what you want to put in it as far as wine or beer.
That is such a brilliant idea.
As you were asking me about Valentine's beers, and I was thinking Double Bock or Triple Bock would be like the perfect like chocolate and dark fruit.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, totally. Yeah.
That'd be really good. By the way, you've got what coming up in, was it next Thursday or Friday you said we'll be ready to go?
Yeah, we've got a Hellesbach or a Maybach. It's kind of, each name is interchangeable, but we're going to be calling it Hellesbach. And it's kind of like a baby brother to our Doppelbach. It's a paler version. It's got a little more of like a floral hop character, but still got that nice kind of like super malty rich body and flavor to it.
Can we make sure that comes in next time and doesn't like kind of get lost in everything like Black Lager did?
Well, I'll make a note. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very good. Anything else kind of on the horizon for what's coming up? Because here we are in February and pretty soon it's going to be just that uptick in people and everything like that.
Yeah. Next week kicks it all off. So we're going to be doing a pretty fun sour IPA, which I've done before in my past, but we haven't done here.
Yeah.
Seneca Screamer is going to be coming up soon just to get something nice, fun, dry, and light on there.
Yeah,
And then we're going to be breaking into some new IPAs, a couple different light lagers. Seneca Soul is going to come back in May. So a lot of stuff's coming up.
I cannot wait. And if you want to visit Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi, or if you need some last-minute Valentine's ideas, we kind of got the hookup with a growler and a fill to a lucky listener. You, Alex, Linda, have at it. Who do you want to give it to?
Number six.
Number six it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
BTL's back after this.